everybody, Jessica Rosas here, and I just want to say a little introduction about myself, who I am, and what I do, and all that good stuff. So let's get started. I am 22 years old, and at the moment, I am a Bible teacher at an amazing church, Isaiah 35. I am a Bible teacher at Christian Faithful Grounds Christian Academy. And I am a Christian author, and the only reason why I could do all of these things is because the Lord has commanded me and given me the opportunity to be able to participate in something like this. So my first book is already out on Amazon. The link is in my bio, so if you want to check it out, you are totally welcome to check it out. And it's called The Journey to a Holy Life. So this book is a book inspired by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He had commanded me to write this book, and he had given me all the chapters, all the Bible verses, everything that I needed to know and needed to prepare myself to write this book. And I learned so much while writing it, so I pray for each and every person that gets a chance to read it, that God will speak to you just like he spoke to me while reading this book. So A Journey to a Holy Life is a book that will strengthen or even start your journey to a holy living. It'll also guide you and teach you what God expects of each and every Christian believer. So check it out on the link in my bio. Also, my second book is in the process of being published with Christian Faith Publishing. So my second book is called Hearing the Still Voice of God and Being Sensitive to Him. So the second book is a more in-depth supernatural book, also inspired by the Lord Jesus Christ, to prepare us to understand and recognize the voice of God at a more intimate and deeper level, to understand his scripture at a deeper level. So my second book is almost out, and I can't wait for that. And I am so excited for what God has planned, not only for my life, but for all of your lives. So I just want to say a little bit about my ministry. I am a young person in ministry, but the Lord uses anybody. The Lord is so magnificent. And right now, the Lord has me preparing for an assignment that he has put in me. And he is working on my individual ministry, Warriors for Christ. So this ministry is a big ministry because it is founded by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. It was put in my heart by him, and it will glorify him. And it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. So what Warriors for Christ means is that in these end times, we are going to be warriors. We have been picked at such a time like this to be warriors, to stand firm in his truth in these end times, and to fight a spiritual battle against the enemy and his demonic army. So God has a special army in heaven and here on earth to join together to fight the enemy in these last days. So that's why he has placed Warriors for Christ in my heart, because we are warriors that stand firm in his truth and his beautiful life-changing word. So that is my individual ministry that God has put in my family and I, and we are about to get started in it. So that's what he has. Bible class, and these students are just amazing. They're already, you know, reading the word of God. They're already understanding the word of God, praying for other people, spreading the gospel around to other people. And these kids are 7-8 years old and even younger. So it's amazing to see what God is doing in these kids and what God is doing to the staff as well and to those around. And God is just doing a magnificent work. And I am just so blessed to be around people that are just so hungry for the supernatural things of God, that are so hungry to know and hear God's truth. I am all about a relationship with God. I am not brainwashed in the systematic religious system or religious church. I don't believe in religion because religion holds people bondage to what they have to be in instead of having a relationship, a connection with the Lord Jesus Christ, having that divine, just intimate fellowship with Jesus Christ. It's not about religion. It's not about what you can do. It's not about what, you know, it's not about you at all. Christianity or following Jesus in general is about him. It's about what he can do, what he did, what he does, and what he's about to do, especially in these last days. It's amazing to see what God has to do. So in this amazing opportunity that God has given me to speak in podcast, I just want to share a little bit about what I'm going to be speaking about. I will speak about scripture. I will do a little, you know, sometimes a little sermon, but more in depth on what God is speaking through scripture that you can apply to your daily lives and to your daily relationship with God. So I will help you as well as I pray you help me, as we can help each other, edify each other closer to the kingdom of God. So I will be talking about Christianity. I will be talking about the religious system that we have to stay away from. I will be talking about scripture more in depth. I will be talking about what God has revealed to me personally and how God has been working in not only my life but the people around me, and just different experiences that God talks to me about and talks to me through. And I just want you guys to be a part of it. So thank you for supporting. If you would like to purchase my book, like I said, the link is in my bio. My second book is almost out. My ministry is being developed by the Lord Jesus Christ, and God is preparing me for such an assignment and such a time as this, as well as he is preparing all of you guys to be a wonderful soldier for these end times. And I just want to thank everybody for all the support and all the love that you guys have shared with me, and I share the same love back, and I hope God blesses you tremendously and God speaks to you not only through the messages that he will have me speaking, but through every single experience that he helps you or makes you go through. And all, I hope that you just pay attention and listen to all the things that he's telling you. And I hope you learn how to be corrected, molded, and reshaped into the perfect image of God and walk the righteous path into a pure, holy living, as 1 Peter 1:16 demands us. So thank you guys for taking the time to listen. And I hope everybody has a blessed day. Christmas is coming up. So remember, the true meaning of Christmas is what Jesus did on that cross. So thank you, and God bless you, and have a very blessed Christmas.